It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Here's John Hockenberry. He's jumping.
I'm John Hockenberry. I got one word for you, Todd. Eurovision. Actually, Eurovision isn't a word. But if you're in Europe, Eurovision is inescapable. It's a national song pageant that sweeps the continent and other places around North Africa and the Middle East. Countries enter songs, and there's a competition that culminates in the finals, which take place this weekend in Moscow. And Eurovision is so huge, we wanted to get a read on why we should pay any attention to this whatsoever from Paul Henley, BBC reporter in Moscow, who's covering the Eurovision contest. There's really no pageantry like Eurovision, right, Paul?
No, it's a tasteless spectacular. It's one of the events of the year, and you can't miss that it's on in Moscow this week. Sort of arguably on the same level as hosting the Olympics or the World Cup. It's supposed to be a big party, you know, fun, but it's very serious, especially for Russians anticipating making a national statement on the European stage. It's a big deal.
In fact, when I was based in Jerusalem, it was the gigantic Eurovision coverage that first familiarized me with this pageant. But as any pageant in an international context, it can become a showcase for politics. And in this case, homosexual rights in Russia are at center stage at Eurovision.
Yeah, this is a grand television event watched by 150 million people, and it's a very camp event, essentially. A lot of Western European fans are attracted to this for its kind of, over-the-top status, and it has a lot of gay fans, and there's an interesting culture clash going on in what is a fairly intensely homophobic place, Moscow, where the gay scene is underground, and where you have huge armies of gay fans here being entertained by a host which has banned a gay pride parade, which is timed to coincide handily with Eurovision on Saturday, and where there's been a lot of violence in the past, with the authorities saying if they do stage this event, they'll crack down and there will be nasty scenes, and that will be an interesting thing to find on the television cameras all over the world. People are poised to cover that. Absolutely.
And there's a couple that's actually confronted Moscow directly by trying to get married this weekend. They've been refused. How's that going to play?
Two women who tried to get married and were turned down when they got to the office where they wanted to seal their marriage. No surprise there at all. Russia is a long way off gay marriage. But public opinion really is not on their side. The line from religious people and from conservative people here is that homosexuals are trying to dismantle the state, that they are a threat to normal society. And a lot of people would agree with that. Whether this event makes a statement about that is questionable. Is this theatre? Is Eurovision about music? Is it about culture? Is it trash? Is it politics? I suppose the answer is it's all of those, actually.
Well, what is the chance that the headlines on Monday morning are going to be of a tear gas confrontation between religious Russians and gay activists on the streets of Moscow while this song fest is going on?
And there's a strong chance that those could be the headlines. Don't underestimate the force of the headline on who's won Eurovision. That would probably come first. But, you know, with a contest watched by this many people. But, yeah, there are so many television crews, newspaper writers here interested in this clash of cultures that there'll be a massive concentration on whatever happens should that gay pride march go ahead on Saturday.
Well, here's Russia's entry to the Eurovision contest, and whether it is a confrontation between gay rights activists and Russian authorities, we will see. Paul Henley, BBC reporter in Moscow, thanks.